Thousands of Gaza residents have packaged their suitcases to set off for the Hajj pilgrimage. But this year's journey seems to be free of hassle, as Egypt has agreed to allow pilgrims pass through Rafah border crossing and fly to Saudi Arabia from its airports. Hajj is the annual pilgrimage to Mecca in Saudi Arabia. For Muslims, it is a religious duty that must be carried out at least once in their lifetime if they are able-bodied and can afford to do so.
This is the fifth pillar of Islam, and I am glad that I can finally perform the pilgrimage in Mecca. I was really sad in the past because I was not able to go.
In 2008, disputes between rival Palestinian factions Hamas and Fatah over the registration process meant that no one from Gaza could go to Mecca. But in 2009, they agreed to cooperate in order to facilitate the journey for pilgrims from Gaza. Pilgrims hope the rival factions will reunite again for the sake of their people.
I hope peace and security will prevail in Gaza and that Palestinian factions will resolve their differences for the sake of their people.
Egypt, meanwhile, allowed Hamas officials to leave Gaza and perform Hajj ritual. Hamas movement said in late October that Cairo plans to bar a number of the movement's leaders from crossing into Egypt on their way to the annual pilgrimage to Mecca. According to Ministry of Interior officials, some 5,300 Gazan pilgrims will pass through the Rafah crossing and travel by bus to Egypt's Al Arish airport and then on to Mecca.
We have made all the necessary arrangements for the pilgrims to pass through the crossing. They will then go to the Al Arish airport in Egypt to continue their journey.
Rafah on the border with Egypt is the only border crossing in Gaza that is not under Israeli control. It has been in limited operation since the 1st of June, a day after Israel's deadly attack on the Freedom Flotilla.
This is the first time in 4 years that Gaza pilgrims are able to travel to perform the Hajj rituals without any serious problems, as Rafah border crossing opens its gates for 1 week to those who want to make this religious trip to Saudi Arabia via Egypt. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.